Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party Radio Show. We're on YouTube, TuneIn Radio, and Blog Talk Radio. We support God's intervention, President Donald Trump. We don't call him Trump. We call him President Trump. You hear them touting Joe Biden? They call him Vice President Biden. But when it comes to Trump, as soon as you see the headline, it says Trump, you know it's an anti-Trump headline. You got to give the man the title that he earned, that was given to him by the American people after his escalator ride. Okay, so we support God's intervention. And he was on an interview in Scranton, Pennsylvania tonight, a town hall meeting. The audience loved him. The only ones that didn't like him were the people that were hosting, the Fix News people, Brett Bighead and Martha, what's her name? Yeah. Everybody in the audience loved Trump. They had questions with thanks in them. The only two that were whacking him were the Fix News people. Brett Bighead, done it a long time. The first debate, it was him, Chris Matthews Wallace, and Megyn Kelly. And their job, their assignment that night was to kneecap Trump and finish him off so he would be out of the race. But you can see, our leader is a leader. And he works hard for the American people. And the American people know that. When you come home and you make the 5 o'clock dinner, and you turn on your TV and you see this guy at 7:30 and he's just starting a rally, okay? And he may do a two-state rally overnight. So he is the hardest working president we'll ever have. I'm tempted to say, there's a voice in my head that says, get the Democrats. Okay, so we support God's intervention. And when he says we nearly lost our country, he's telling the truth. And if I can get this song up tonight, it's now going to be the Trump theme song. It's Frank Sinatra singing Just in Time. I found you just in time. Before you came, our time was running low. We were lost, the losing dice were tossed. Our bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now we're spending money. Lots of jobs, nothing to fear. We're on our way. So the Democrats went to the Chinese communists and said, start a plague. We got to stop this guy. Yeah, you know, when you get the plague in China, they take you to intensive care and then they shoot you. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, we're going to jump to a tune, and this is dedicated to the people that almost lost our country. All the communist college students, all of the uninformed, all of the media zombies controlled by the media.
Out of sight, out of mind, so the story goes, you forgot I exist, my broken heart knows. Out of mind. If I could, but my heart is blind, you are gone out of sight, but not out of my
How's that? Out of sight, but not out of my mind. You know, the average marriage lasts 5 years in the United States today. You know what's missing? Love. Love starts and love ends in a lifetime. There's no 5-year breaks. You're not doing something right. And I know girls that don't go to bars. They don't go to clubs. They're living a life as if they were nuns. And there's a lot of nuns out there. And a lot of them don't get married. And the hookups, forget about the hookups, unless you're a B-52 bomber and you're looking for fuel. Yeah, move in, move out. Yeah, portable furniture. Give me a break. Anyway, Trump is doing great, and the Democrats are in disarray. I did a poll My own poll. I have my own polls. I don't believe any of these polls. None of them. I don't believe any of these polls that are out there. You'll see there's a CBS poll, and they say Trump is no good. There's a CNN poll. They say Trump is no good. Well, look who's doing the polls. The only polls I trust are my two, Stasiu and Wanda. They're from Poland. And they say 43% of the Democrat Party is communist. I thought it was 30%. But the figure, when you look at the colleges, including Catholic colleges, look what a disgrace Georgetown is. They had a woman who wasn't even Catholic, went to court and sued the college for not putting up a condom dispenser over a headboard when the 82nd Airborne was in town. Give me a break, man. They broke all the Catholic colleges. Fordham is gone. Notre Dame is gone. It is really sad. I had a relative through a marriage, World War II vet. And when I used to go to wedding receptions and he was there, he would love to talk to me. It was like he lit up. It was like he just got released from prison. He was a mailman, and he saved his money. Him and his wife, they saved their money, and they sent their kids to a college. Okay? So you know it's coming out of the pension, you know, and they sent their kids to college. He can't talk to his kids today. They're all lefties. They went to Northwestern. They voted for Obama. And when he seen me, he was in his glory because we were on the same wavelength. God, country, vows for life. His sons turned out good, but they're lefties. They were brainwashed. Our biggest enemy is the media. It's not the Democrat Party. That's second. The media is our biggest enemy. And they have to be checked. And the best way to check them is to make sure that the President of the United States has three branches in the Liberty Tree. He's got the House, he's got the Senate, and the presidency. You give him three branches, and you will see us go to at least 40,000 in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Averages. And we will be making all of our stuff here in the United States and not be at the mercy of China. You wouldn't believe all the stuff that's made in China. You have no idea. And that, I say they're building their first aircraft carrier, the SS Kmart. It's all made in China. And the money that you spend buying those goods goes to China. And they build aircraft carriers with that money. So the old communist saying is, we will hang the capitalist with the rope that he manufactures. I often want to, I send Trump a tweet. I never get through. But I send him tweets all the time. And I said, the first thing you got to do when you come out on the stage is show the clip of Obama saying you're not going to make it, and how is he going to help the economy? He's going to need a magic wand. And the first thing that you come out of your vest pocket is a magic wand and a little woofy dust. We got the best man for the job. Even the Republicans hate him. Can you believe Romney the rat? Hey, Utah, what are you doing? What are you doing? You send the worst to represent your state? Okay, one of the people that Trump really enjoys are gospel blacks. You don't know that because the press will never tell you. Never. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you say when you look in the mirror is, the press is my enemy. They will never let you see the good that Trump does. But he likes gospel music. He likes gospel blacks. and gospel blacks like him. You'll never know that. And you know who else like him? Catholic Latinos. And there's a lot of Catholic Latinos. So we're going to treat you to a quick tune called The Church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can praise his name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can praise his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can praise his name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hand.
Kobe Bryant, did you see the basketball player that paid a tribute to him and spoke about him with the tears streaming down his face? Did you see all the goodness in that man? The media showed you Kobe in trouble because they never show black people that go all the way and make it to the top, hard working. The things we have in common bring us together, and those who divide us will enslave us. And those who take your guns away intend to kill you. You know how many guns there are in this country? 400 million. That's more than the population. Can you imagine that? Do you know that after Pearl Harbor, Admiral Yamamoto was asked why he didn't press on and invade the West Coast? And you know what he said? We can't do it because behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle. When Hitler came to power, the German people asked him, "Why did you take our guns away?" And Hitler responded, "What do you need guns for? You have the SS to protect you." Knock, knock. Who's there? Can you come with us, please? And that's what happens. Never give up your guns. If they insist on coming to get them, tell them to start with the Indian nations first. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know. And I got to tell you, when you see blacks that are going with Trump and they get labeled Uncle Toms, Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom took a horse whipping to save a black girl's life. The rule was you have to pick one full bag of cotton or you get a horse whipping. And this frail black slave girl couldn't fill one bag. Tom gave her his bag, and he took the horse whipping. You can't get more Christ-like than that. Okay, we're going to turn over a tribute to all who serve in the military. And you want to know something? We're talking about those who take your guns away. Who was the first group that Trump turned to and embraced and did his best to see that they got treated better? Tonight he was down in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he said he wanted to do something with the military, and a general told him we don't have enough bullets, and he rebuilt the military. And you know where the military was when he took over? They were in Fort Leavenworth, being charged for politically correct crimes, and some of them are still there. I love when he pardons people, and I love when he pardons. I'm waiting to see him pardon General Flynn, and also was it Roger Stone? I'm waiting. Roger Stone should never set foot inside a prison, and definitely not General Flynn. And our FBI has totally disgraced a once sacred organization. Sorry, guys, but you don't rate. I call you now the left BI, and the FISA court should be disbanded. You know, the lovers were out at cocktail parties looking to mingle with FISA judges to influence them. You can't believe what goes on and gets covered up. You didn't know anything. You were like me. We didn't know anything of what was going on in Washington. And a TV star, businessman, went to Washington and he pulled the curtain back. And you can't believe what fit is hitting Duchesne today, right? Okay, so what did Trump do as soon as he got into office? He made a beeline for the police and firemen. I mean, police, firemen, and the cops, and the military. He fell in love with them. He supported them. He got them things they weren't given before. Paid tribute to them. He honored them. And now he's surrounded by guns that work for him. So when the communists come to take your guns away, they're going to order the military to do it. The military's going to say, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We took an oath to defend the Constitution. And Trump has a good Constitution. So for the GIs who have fallen, if you look at the video pictures I got up there tonight, you'll see a girl running on the beach with no feet. You know she got those in the military. So the name of the tune is Above All, and dedicated to all who fall. Cops, firemen, sometimes a mailman. You got to give the mailman. He's the only guy you can count on. He's the guy you see the most, or the girl you see the most. So the name of this tune is Above All. It's in Spanish and it's in English. And it's about Christ, the fall. Three times he fell before he died. And that's to remind us that life is not always a bowl of cherries. And when you fall, you should think of him, because he's thinking of you. You took the fall and thought of me above all. And the same with a 16-year-old GI who hit the beaches at Normandy and died. Or a 16-year-old GI who lied about his age and ended up in Iwo Jima. The dues have been paid by those who came before us. We're riding the gravy train. And we're spoiled and we don't appreciate it. That's why marriages only last 5 years. Everybody's thinking of themselves and not others.
kingdom above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
Could you believe that 98% of all drugs were being made in China and India? That we didn't even have antibiotics here in this country? You think you would have found that out if the Democrats were still in office? Trump is the one that discovered it. He pulled the curtain back. We got a bird's eye view of what was going on in Washington. And it's not good. And it's not good. That's one thing about Trump. He's an America First president. That's just as good.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Uh-huh. watching the valley, who's in charge of it all. God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all.
Damn in its position of back in a way. Freedom is stuck in reverse.
Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Beautiful. I'm going to let you listen to a tune by a lady named Kate Smith. After she was dead and in the grave many years, the communists labeled her a racist.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Love your country. Don't let the Democrats give you heartaches.
Watch out!
Here we go again.
Yep, 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 yep. Work, work, work. Boom, 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 boom. Bo, 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 bo. Dum, dum, dum. Boom, 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 boom. Heartache. Dim, 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 dim. 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 Dim, 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 dim,
dim, dim, dim, dim, dim, dim,
Dim, dim, dim.
Beautiful. Never been in a situation where your gut tells you you don't belong there? Huh? You ever been? Somebody's passing some weird stuff around? Like fentanyl? You don't need that. You want to see what it does? Go to any emergency room on the weekends and see who they're dragging in. You don't need that. It's hip to be square.
Couldn't take punishment and had to settle down.
You know how people give you advice on how to treat other people? I had a buddy that used to say, you got to rough up the women once in a while. I have another buddy who's a cop, and he tells me he was over at my buddy's house. His wife had beat him up. So, treat every woman like a loaded gun. And always be Sir Galahad. Many years ago, off the coast of North Korea, we had a spy ship called the Pueblo. And it was a routine operating a spy ship. It had been there for a long time. All of a sudden, one day, the North Korean Navy came out and captured it. And they dragged the sailors and the captain back to North Korea prison. And they tortured them, and they harassed them, and they beat them. And the North Koreans are not too gentle. They have little tactics like putting a pail over your head, and then they beat it all day long with drumsticks. And the call was made at Naval headquarters to let them be captured. Of course, they said that they to them all to die fighting, but it didn't work out that way. And it was sad. Then we had a situation in an American embassy or sub-embassy in Benghazi. And a whole fleet was sitting at the mouth of the Red Sea off of Saudi Arabia, and the admiral wanted to send the rescue team to get the guys that were trapped on the roof. And he was, because of his effort, he was relieved on the spot. It was a stand down moment. I grew up watching every Saturday, watching Westerns, cowboys and Indians. And the cowboys were always surrounded and outnumbered until they heard the cavalry bugle. And that was the cavalry coming to their rescue. It was expected. It's expected by all Americans, the internationalists that were running the White House. That was Benghazi. And the three guys on the roof who were still alive were alive for 13 hours, I believe. One fighter jet from Italy could have been there tops an hour and 20 minutes. And the guys on the roof had laser painted the mortar platoon, the mortars, and the weapons Qaeda had set up in the courtyard to take them down. So the plane could come in and just take out the mortars. But no plane ever came. There was a drone that filmed it all. And I often ask myself, was the drone armed? And I suspect it was armed, but it was never used. And then we had a situation in the Persian Gulf where I believe a fisherman with an AK-47 captured two Navy ships. And he held them at bay until the Iranian Navy could get out there and board those ships. And I believe that the commander of those two ships, or commanders of those two ships, were told to stand down and let the Iranians take them. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. And there are GIs in Fort Leavenworth who are doing 15 years in prison because they took an oath to serve and defend this country. And they were sacrificed to appease Iraq. Say, look, we're fair and impartial. We're wiping out this guy and his family for you. And one guy comes to mind. His name was Evan Vela. I think he was a sergeant. He was part of a three-man sniper team. They had set up outside of Iraqi village, and they were in concealment, and they were waiting for an al-Qaeda leader to show up, and they were going to pick him off. A villager got too close to their concealment, and the commanding officer of the three-man hit squad jumped the villager and ordered Sergeant Evan Vela to shoot him in the head. So Sergeant Evan Vela shot him in the head. And that's caused a big commotion, and the Iraqi villagers came out, and they wanted all three Americans to stand trial in an Iraqi court. So the Pentagonians decided that they would blame Evan Vela, who did the shooting, and they would allow him to be tried in an Iraqi court. And the other guy that was part of the team was warned if he didn't testify against Vela, he would get the same thing Vela was going to get. The situation changed, and the Pentagon agreed to charge all three in an American court. The commanding officer and the guy that was forced to turn rat on Sergeant Vela were sent back to Fort Bragg and tried at Fort Bragg, and they were found not guilty. Vela was left behind to be tried in an Iraqi court by Americans and was found guilty and given 15 years in prison. I got a picture of him and his family. They're as poor as church mice. He's got two kids. They'll be 15 plus when he gets out of prison. They had a home in Alaska, if you can call it a home. And they had to sell it to move to Fort Leavenworth to be with Daddy. So here is Obama justice. The father gets betrayed and sent to prison for 15 years. The family is consigned to a life of shame and poverty. All benefits are lost. How's that? Is that what we want for our troops? And then you see Trump, he'll bring them all home. He don't care. He doesn't like to go to Dover Air Force Base and welcome the coffins. He hates it. And so do the families of those who had to do that mission. The next tune is called the Navy Hymn. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee. Okay, we're going to be shutting down. We're going to go out with an Irish tune because we're coming up on St. Patrick's Day. I had an Irish lady jump me because I said St. Paddy's Day. She didn't like that. See, people have a lot of pride. And I'm going to play you O'Donnell Aboo. Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding. Oh.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale, fleetly the steed by Loch Swilly is bounding to join Suffolk squadrons on Seymour's green vale. On every mountaineer, stranger to flight or fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Bonnet and gallant lock, strong from each mountain pass, onward Fred and O'Donnell aboo. Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard advance, meets the borders brave from the banks of the Bann. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue. When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wing, Tyrconnell's dread war cry, O'Donnell aboo. Thank you. Lee or Desmond, the war wolf is howling. Fearless the eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would conquer them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell, then fight a good fight against. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel Erin's avenging steel. Strike for your country, O'Donnell Abu. Saxon feel Erin's avenging steel. Strike for your country, O'Donnell Abu.
That's it, folks. God keep you safe. Boom, 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 boom.